prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is your favorite show. This is Casual Friday, where I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Slightly under the weather, but chipper as she can be. She's a trooper. A lot of people would have stayed home today, but she's here. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
You feel good?
I feel okay.
Okay. You got to cut her some slack today because she's a bit under the weather, but she's here. And yesterday we went to see Dr. Matt Andre up in Bloomington, in Indiana.
Yes, we did. That was fun.
Yeah, we had a regular visit, but we also got glutathione and Myers cocktail infusion
IV,
yesterday.
IV. Yeah. That was interesting.
It went fast.
Yours went fast.
Yeah, I actually was drinking mine through my vein. I was pumping my hand, and it was disappearing faster.
She said something about how big your veins are.
Yeah, she said they're pipes.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I said, which one do you want? She looked at it and she goes, oh, that's a nice one. That's a pipe right there.
So, yeah. Excuse me.
That's okay. So, yeah, we did that yesterday. Did you feel weird afterwards? Did you feel warm?
I felt a little relaxed afterward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt warm. I don't know if it was the B12 that's in it. I don't know. You know, there's calcium, there's magnesium, there's a variety of B vitamins in there. And then they added glutathione to it for us.
So, well, I think they have glutathione in all of them that they do.
Oh, do they? Not the traditional Myers cocktail does
not
have glutathione.
Theirs does, because the signs on the wall say glutathione in it.
Oh, okay.
It tells you, there was a sign on the wall that tells you everything that's in it.
Yeah.
And it included glutathione.
Yeah, it was really good. It actually made me warm, like I said. So that was fun. We've got lots of good stories to talk about. And we have a couple guests coming on today. Something we're kind of breaking with tradition of Casual Friday. Because at the end of today's show, not even at the end, at the top of the second hour of today's show, we're going to announce the five winners who will be receiving for them and their guest tickets to the Arnold Expo, tickets to the Party with the Pros after party, and tickets to the Sunday showcase where you get to actually hang out with Arnold Schwarzenegger Sunday morning. So we have five people that are winning tickets for themselves and a guest. We're going to announce that at the top of the second hour.
Do we get to go?
If we want to, yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be at the after party this year. Not. Every year, poor Jason Deere sets up VIP packages for us. Ropes off an area with the table and says, now you guys are going to come, right? Come on, hang out just for a little while. Okay, we'll be there. And we're back in our room.
Okay, so some of the things that we may talk about today might be a little bit of old news since we didn't have a Casual Friday last week.
Right, right. But we wanted to give our
opinion. Important still, yeah. Yes. I know that there was some talk about the Parmesan cheese being spiked with cellulose.
This is terrible.
I mean, why not just buy a brick of Parm and grate it yourself? Because
yeah,
it's so easy to do. That way you know there's no cellulose.
Yeah,
in it.
Maybe some people shop at stores where they don't have a quote-unquote deli section where you can buy a brick of Parm.
Well, I think, like, I know Kroger's, Trader Joe's. I mean, it seems like a lot of the grocery stores do that now.
Yeah, it's shrink-wrapped in plastic, just like the mozzarella and everything else. You're
yeah,
right. Yeah, why buy grated? I guess because if you buy grated Parmesan cheese, you're actually buying wood shavings along with your Parmesan cheese.
And they're using it as an anti-clumping additive.
As soon as Elisa told me that this was only in pre-grated cheese, I said, oh, I get it. They're putting cellulose in there to keep the cheese from sticking together once it's in there. But in the meantime, you're paying for a quality Parmesan cheese, and some percentage of that money is actually going to wood pulp for you to eat instead.
I guess they tested the Walmart Great Value 100% grated Parmesan cheese, and it registered with 7.8% cellulose.
Right.
Jewel Osco's Essential Everyday 100% grated Parmesan cheese clucked in at 8.8.
Right.
And then Kraft had 3.8.
Right. It doesn't sound like a lot, but think of it in dollars. If you paid $4 or $5 for a little thing of Parmesan cheese, and 8% of that is actually the money is going to pay for wood.
Well, I guess
that you are now eating. By the way, you're eating.
They accept between 2% and 4%. They being, I guess, the FDA accepts 2% to 4%.
When did it become really? I would love to be at that point in time in history, when the Food and Drug Administration was. Probably a fledgling organization. And food companies were going, you know, nobody likes to grate their own cheese, so we're going to introduce the first pre-grated cheese to make it convenient for moms so they can just shake the stuff. And how did the conversation go? You know, if we put some very, very fine dust made from trees in there, it keeps it from sticking together. Let's just go to the FDA and ask them if it's okay. And the FDA is like, yeah, I guess a little wood's okay. You know, why, what's the difference? People eat wood. It's okay.
Whole Foods does not list any cellulose as an ingredient.
That's a red flag, right?
But the 365 Parmesan tested at 0.3%.
0.3 or?
0.3.
Okay, so less than 1%.
Less than 1%, but still, it didn't have any cellulose listed as ingredients.
Right.
And my thing is that if you have access to a brick of Parmesan cheese, then buy that because it's so easy to grate yourself.
Don't buy the pre-grated stuff. It's junk. It's got wood in
there, it. It goes back to you need to buy whole foods. I mean, this is a processed food essentially.
And you want to know why people's stomachs are all messed up? It's not just from one thing, but we've done shows about these emulsifiers that they're using in foods today to keep fats from separating from the rest of the food. And we're learning that those emulsifiers are clogging up the proton pumps in your stomach. Remember that, because we're going to talk about that in a little while. They're clogging up the proton pumps in your stomach and making it harder for you to digest your food. It's like eating, you know, actually eating Elmer's glue would probably be healthier for you.
I guess there's another cheese maker called Castle Cheese where the president is scheduled to plead guilty because their product was full of cellulose and they were using cheaper cheddars instead of Romano cheese.
Right. So they were able to alter the flavor by adding the wood and kind of cut the flavor. So think about that. Oh, so and there, are you buying grated or are you buying a block?
Grated. It's all grated.
What's the name of theirs?
Castle Cheese.
Castle Cheese. Don't buy Castle Cheese. That's
stay away from it. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to talk about Boyd Eaton a little bit?
Yeah. He was on the show many years ago.
I guess, is he the grandfather of the paleo diet?
So Boyd Eaton wrote a book that then inspired Lauren Cordain to truly start the paleo movement. Boyd Eaton wrote the book in 1988.
It's the Paleolithic Prescription.
Yeah, there you go. And that book, and let's also be clear that Boyd was one of Lauren's professors in college.
Okay.
And so he listened to what Boyd was talking about, but then he just expanded on it to an unbelievable degree and depth of research, and that's how this whole paleo movement started. It started with Dr. Lauren Cordain.
He says that he's convinced we have a real problem with sustainability. Raising and feeding beef and other forms of animal protein is just non-sustainable.
And this is I'm going to make an argument for why he's wrong.
So he's saying that people need to be pegans, which is a combination of paleo and vegan.
So,
but you're not eating any meat.
Okay.
So it's really not paleo.
I want to address this in two different sets. So first I want to address the quote-unquote unsustainability of raising livestock for food. I wrote an article not too long ago with a blog that showed that it actually takes more water consumption to raise an acre of soybean than it does to raise a cow. Okay, because they always like to say that cows they use too much water, and that's just a lie. It's just a blatant lie. And I actually wrote a blog that details from credible sources that that's a lie. So let's look at it from the standpoint of land availability, okay? There is over 788 million acres of what is considered grazing rangeland in the United States alone, not counting Alaska, obviously. In that same United States is 328 million acres of crop producing land. Because land has to be a certain quality to produce a crop. For instance, can't have big trees and everything in it, right? So you got to take the trees down if you want to turn it into a cropland, right? Can't be on a hill.
Oh no, people won't be able to get their cellulose.
Yeah. It can't be on a hill, right? Nobody's going to plant corn on a hill. How do you run a tractor up and down the hill? You can't do it. So these deep, big hills and rough terrain, they're not, even though they have grass on them, hence question, you can't plant a crop of corn on them and grow them on a hill. So there is more than two times the amount of quote unquote grazing rangeland in the United States than there is available for producing crop produce and so on and so forth. Of all of that land, only 41% of the rangeland is actually used. We have over 60% of the land of 788 million acres out there of grazing rangeland available for cows. So we have someplace to grow into. We could add more cows and sheep and pigs and so on, and anything that grazes, we have land not being used for that. So this notion that it's unsustainable to keep planting crops. We don't have enough land to grow crops because that requires very special land, very special conditions, very special situations that cows don't care. Cow will walk up a hill to eat grass.
Yes, they will.
I mean, they'll stand in mud to eat the stuff that's growing out of the from underneath the mud. So this idea that it's unsustainable to raise beef, is the holes are starting to show in it. It doesn't take nearly as much water to raise a cow as it does to grow produce. It doesn't take as much water. Land. There's land out there that no one's using. These cows could be grazing on.
Well, and there's even further problem here. Because a new study just came out that's going to be posted online on Monday with a group that's affiliated with the United Nations.
Right.
They're out of Malaysia. They did a study on birds and bees. So they're saying that the birds, the bees, the butterflies, the moths, the wasps, the beetles, and the bats could face extinction.
And that's because we keep clearing land and planting crops and spraying them with chemicals.
Yes.
So when you raise cows, they actually contribute to the ecosystem. They eat the grass. They poop. The nitrogen goes back into the soil.
Pollinators, including some 20,000 species of wild bees, contribute to the growth of fruits, vegetables, many nuts, and flowering plants. Plants that depend on pollination make up 35% of global crop production volume, with a value as much as $577 billion a year.
Wow.
And they're going extinct. I mean, and it's at a fast rate.
Right.
I mean, the monarch butterflies are going to, and hummingbirds, they're going to be out of here before you know it.
The other argument that I have with Professor Eaton is you don't abandon a food source because it's inconvenient when it's the appropriate thing for you to eat. I'm surprised at him because he's a scientist. You don't tell people the air is getting bad. Everybody needs to take half breaths. Because we have to sustain the air. No, life will not. You have to find a way to clean the air. The answer isn't to change the consumption of oxygen. It's to clean up the problem. And you don't tell people stop eating animal protein because it's inconvenient to the planet. You find a way to make it convenient to the planet. Why are we trying to plant crops in countries where these crops won't grow? Why don't we teach these people how to raise cows and sheep? They can breed them. They don't have to plant. I mean, I don't understand why animal husbandry wasn't the export of agriculture.
This report states that the contribution of controversial chemicals known as neonicotinoids is currently unresolved, and it suggests that even the pesticides are present at levels that do not have lethal effects on individual insects.
Right.
So I don't know.
You know what? These small flying creatures are suffering, given what's going on, and it's because we're clearing the land and we're spraying so much poison on the land. I mean, we don't need a scientist to tell us.
And
the
of course, the scientist at Bayer has applauded this report.
Yeah, of course, because Bayer makes.
Who we're going to talk a little bit later. The EPA asked Bayer to stop using a pesticide, and they said no, and they're still continuing.
See.
To make it.
I bought Bayer aspirins today, and Elisa made me take them back to the store.
I've had a fever for several days. This whole thing after the first of the year, I feel like I'm not back yet.
Yeah.
And I've had trouble with working out and recovery, and I talked with Matt about that yesterday. And
he got you on track. But in the meantime, we needed some aspirin this morning, so I brought home a box of Bayer aspirin. And first of all, they were enterically coated.
And I looked at it and I said, Bayer? Really?
Yeah, she's like, I don't want these. And then she looks and she goes, look at the ingredients. This is supposed to be aspirin. There was sodium lauryl sulfate.
Sodium lauryl sulfate. I said, you're not supposed to brush your teeth with toothpaste that has sodium lauryl sulfate in it. Polypropyl
glycate or whatever. Glycogen, I don't know what it was, but it had all this different stuff in it.
It had polysorbate 80, yeah. Red dye or yellow
aluminum.
Dye. It had aluminum in a yellow dye number 6. I am not putting that into
CVS
my body.
The guy at CVS didn't even ask why I didn't want it. I just brought it back. I said, can I return this? He goes, absolutely. Wrote an X across the box and gave me my money back. Let's take a break.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Made by Hemp. .com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Are you not a properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back, Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis.
MassProSynthogen.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. MassProSynthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Hey, do you see, what's that, that old TV show that's coming back? Full House.
Oh, Full House.
This song, Belle Biv DeVoe, made me think of Full House for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, sorry about that. So anyway, when we were going into the break, you were talking about...
The product in question for Bayer, it's the generic name is flubendamide.
Okay.
And it's marketed under the name of Belt.
Okay.
It says it's a newish variety of pesticide. However, they've had 7 years to prove the safety.
Well, tell the whole story. So when they introduced this in 2008, the EPA was worried that it actually showed that it was harmful to some invertebrates, both on land and aquatic.
In 2008, the EPA granted Bayer the registration of flubenamide with a few stipulations. The studies found that the pesticide is easier on the environment, workers, and crops than other alternatives, but voiced some distinct concern.
Now, think about that.
It voiced some distinct concern that it would have nasty effects on aquatic invertebrates, including extremely important creatures like freshwater mussels.
Right.
Due to the concern that the EPA gave Bayer, they didn't give them a full registration. They got what was considered a conditional registration. Mm-hmm. What that means is they had 5 years to prove the safety of this product.
But they could start selling it, or they could...
They could start selling it.
Now, okay, so that I don't understand right there. That I don't understand right there. Show me any other industry that does that. Let's say the FAA said, somebody just came out with a new plane... We're going to let you start flying with it now. You got 5 years to prove that it's safe. And over those 5 years, they have numerous plane crashes. Now, just think about that. Okay, go ahead.
It says if the EPA's concerns were not assuaged over the 5 years, then Bayer was to accept voluntary cancellation of the product.
Right.
It's now been 7 years. The EPA issued a letter to them on January 29th, reminding them of the contract and telling them to accept voluntary cancellation as laid out in the conditional registration. And Bayer said no.
Yeah, what Bayer did is they sent an email back with a picture of the CEO's middle finger. And they said, here's your answer to the EPA, to a government flipping agency, folks.
Instead, they issued a press release stating that they refused the EPA's request and that instead will seek a review of the product's registration in an administrative law hearing.
Now, think about this. I've been saying on this show for how many years that you can kill people in this country as long as the government gets their money. Okay? So Bayer is so big, they are so deep, that they will fan their nose at the government and say, no, we're not doing it. Now, any other average person or even big businessman wouldn't try that. That is how brazen they've become over the years. And let me tell you, I hope these podcasts are listened to 100 years from now, because the chemicals that we have introduced into this environment are going to be the end of civilization way before the planet gets too hot.
Well, the problem here is you have all these studies, right? And one study found that two groups of aquatic invertebrates are extremely sensitive to this pesticide. And then you have other studies that say there are low-level, inconclusive warnings. And then, of course, you have other studies that say it's safe.
Right.
So you know the studies that say it's safe are paid off by Bayer.
Right. They're
you
funded
know that.
By Bayer.
And, you know, I get Marion Nestle's food politics newsletter, mm-hmm. and she's kept a running tally in the food industry of all of the studies that are funded by somebody that has an interest in that product, like let's just say walnuts,
right?
And it's funded by, or cranberries, and it's funded by Ocean Spray,
right,
or something.
Right.
Right now, the studies that she's come across is like 200 funded studies by somebody that has an interest in that product, and like 10 studies that don't.
Right.
So that tells you the amount of studies that have an interest in it becoming a positive outcome.
Right, exactly. And that's why even more so, organizations like the EPA and the Food and Drug Administration, who are supposed to be firewalls for the protection of Americans, should err on the side of caution. If there's even one study, and there's 60 studies that say it's okay, and one study that shows conclusively that it's harmful, they must err on the side of caution to protect American lives.
Well, it says here the Center for Food Safety is outraged because now all the EPA can do, since they gave them this conditional registration, is to put the product under a special review process, and they're going to review it and see if it should be banned. And this could take years. And Bayer knows
this.
And
they'll just keep on selling it and spraying it. And keep in mind, some of the things that it harms, we talked about earlier, that are becoming extinct. Beetles. What else? Beetles.
Moths.
Moths.
And worms.
And worms. Worms. You learned about worms in school, how important they are for soil.
It says here, now by Bayer saying no, it puts the onus of proving that the product is unsafe on the EPA.
It shouldn't even need to be. The EPA should be able to say, no, we are a government agency, and stop selling it now or somebody's going to go to jail.
It makes no sense.
They would do that.
If it were a compounding pharmacy.
Oh, everybody would go to jail already.
Yes.
They would have gone to jail.
Yes.
They would have been in jail already. Yeah, of course. That's my point. Bayer is so big, so brazen. They have so many politicians in their pockets already. They own such a deep line into government that they can flip the EPA the finger and say, no, we're not doing it. And if they get away with this, who's next? What's next? What are we going to do? Have a drug release that ends up causing birth defects, and the Food and Drug Administration says, pull it off the market, and some company goes, no, we're not pulling it off the market. I mean, this is the worst type of human exploitation. And we're supposed to have agencies in place to protect us against this sort of stuff.
But they're not.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our first surprise guest. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
We got to give a big shout out to Amit Ram listening in Israel right now.
Hey, Amit.
He had trouble connecting, so we were messaging with him, and I think he's connected now. So there you go. So how do you like that, Amit? We give you a shout out for your persistence. Okay. So a lot of you know that we introduced the new protein powder, Elise and I, along with All-American Pharmaceutical Dr. Jeff Galini, called Thrive Advanced. And we've been talking about how this protein powder really is different than anything that's out there. And we have received an outpouring of wonderful comments from people who have used it. And I've thought about reading them on the air and talking about them, but we had an opportunity to actually have someone on the show. His name is Ron Rossi. How you doing, Ron?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing, Ron?
Good.
I want to get something out of the way, first of all. Were you paid or offered anything for coming on the air today?
No.
Okay. I don't want I thought about that after I put you on hold. I thought, well, people are probably going to think that he's like a paid shill or something like that. So I figured I'd get that out of the way. Okay. So when we tell your story. You've been training for a very, very long time, derailed just by a couple injuries, but always continued to pick up the ball. Talk about when you started.
Well, I say about when I was 13 years old. I'm 49 now. So I've been training quite a while. I worked in the industry for a little while, 3 years, when Optum Nutrition started their company. I worked for them for a few years, so I've been around for a while.
Talk about your training. So you trained, but you also got a couple injuries, right? You had a couple disc problems, I think?
Yeah, I've had three herniated discs total on my back. I've had 3 back surgeries. So I'm dealing with that now. Where they cut the disc open, scraped it out, left the disc there, but I've re-herniated those discs again.
Oh,
so I'm dealing with that now.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, the good thing there, though, is there's no more fluid to push out, so it's as bad as it's going to get.
So you are training again now, right?
Correct.
And as we get older, it becomes a little more difficult to get lean and build muscle, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I want to establish something. You're not a newbie. You've been training lifelong on and off with a couple injuries in between. You're also not a supplement newbie. You actually worked in the industry, and I'm sure you've tried lots of products that have been offered to build muscle, burn fat, and everything in between, right?
Correct.
Okay. So when we started, we launched Thrive, you were one of the first people to order.
Yep.
And you ordered a couple jugs, and then we got a message from you yesterday. So talk about that.
All right. So I started taking the product, and it's been about day 9, and I noticed that I was getting a little bit leaner fast, which I'm surprised. I travel a lot. I travel about 260 days a year. So when I came back from my last trip, the Thrive was there, so it was about 8 days ago. So I started taking it, and due to my travel schedule, I know it's not the greatest way, but I train every day when I'm home, because I'm only usually home for 5 days, 6 days, and I'm back on the road again.
Right.
So I noticed that my body composition started getting better this time than it has in the last time I was home, which was a few weeks ago. And my energy level has been great in the gym, which is fantastic for me because lately I've been dragging. So you guys were running to 50% off, so I went to go put in a coupon code. It didn't work. So I wrote Elisa, and she said, try the code. So I ordered 10 more bottles.
10 more bottles.
Yeah.
Now, this is no small commitment. So obviously you must feel, at least to you, that this protein powder is different than some of the other protein powders you've used before.
Correct. I mean, Carl, honestly, I believe you're not going to put your name on a reputation out there and put a crappy product out there because it'll destroy everything that you've built.
Right, right.
And same with All American EFX. You know what I mean? Because it's going to come, if it backfires on them too, it would destroy their company. You know, it would hurt their image at least, you know?
Sure.
So, and I noticed results from it, so I know it's got to have the nutritional value in there that I need, that I'm missing.
Now, were you the one who put in your email that this reminded you of the first Metrix product that came out that was the mixed the jugs together, right?
Right. I mean, that's how long I've been around. I mean, I used to get, when Bill Phillips first introduced it, I got it right away. And that was a great product. It's a shame that disappeared off the market. But that was revolutionary for the time. I mean, nothing worked, you know. Right. I mean, it was all crap. So that was a great product when it first came out.
You're the third person to say that about this protein powder. Now, I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Rob Regish said the same thing. When he opened the jug up and looked at the protein powder, it was fluffy, but like not moist, but I don't know how to say it. He said it reminded him of the original Metrix product. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I think because the protein's so quality, right?
Yeah.
And we've been having so much crap for the last few years. You know, I don't care how hard you try. I usually get the New Zealand grass-fed whey.
Right.
You know, and I try to get it with no flavoring. And I just use that. So I get the isolate and the concentrate and use that. But still, it's not, you know, this product's got all the different micronutrients, I'm sure, that's, you know, the protein needs.
Oh,
and it worked out great.
Having vitamin E in your system during the anabolic window is an amazing advantage. What did I say?
E.
Oh, I meant, I'm sorry.
You said E.
I meant A. Having vitamin A in your body during that anabolic window is so important. People have no idea. You know, I can't take credit for this formula, Ron. Mother Nature developed this formula over 4.6 million years by developing human breast milk. All I did was look at what's in human breast milk that contributes to the digestibility, the bioavailability and assimilation of the protein, and the protein synthetic response from the protein, and that's what's in this product.
And then you add in the fact that Dr. Jeff Galini sourced the grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, the grass-fed whey from within the United States.
Well, the
grass-fed colostrum.
He has, the farmer, he has personal relationships with these farmers.
In Montana.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, you know, everybody's buying their grass-fed products from New Zealand, Fonterra, or some big player like that. But we actually know the people, because when we put this product in gear, they didn't have colostrum. And Dr. Jeff went to them and said, we need colostrum from these pastured cows, and we also need it low-heat pasteurized like the rest of the protein. And they were like, okay, but we're going to need some time because, you know, you have to wait till cows are having babies. And
babies,
we were like,
yeah,
okay, let's do it. And I actually said this to Rob Regish. I don't ever see Thrive Advanced becoming as big as any of the other big protein powders out there, even if the demand is there, Ron. And I'll tell you why, because we will never be able to control the sources if we got
to
that
level.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We would lose the quality of this product. I said, we have to resign ourselves to the fact that this is going to be a boutique product forever if we're going to do it right.
So. And there's also been somebody from the ISSN said to you in an email that with the addition of the probiotics, it could help your body release fat.
Yeah, he said that was Dr. Jose Antonio. We're actually talking with him about something, a side project to go on with Thrive. And he commented about the science that Adele Moussa wrote. By the way, the science on Thrive was written by Adele Moussa. For those of you who know Adele Moussa, you can't pay Adele to say anything that he doesn't believe. I just gave Adele free rein. I said, here's the ingredients. Here's the components. This is what we're putting in it. Will you please look and tell me what it looks like? What is this? And he's the one who wrote the science. I gave him no direction whatsoever. It took him a few months to write, and he sent it back. He says, here's what I got. So the idea that this product is unique. It's unique in so many different ways. I mean, it's not just about the protein. I wrote about that the other day. Sometimes quality isn't just about using the best products, but the best quality products. It's about what products you include, what things you include.
And also with the addition of the free-form amino acids, one of our listeners sent me a YouTube video with a guy talking about how proteins aren't absorbed through the body unless you have free-form amino acids with it.
No, he was saying that. I didn't agree with him, to be honest with you. He's saying that dairy proteins are virtually undigestible. That's not true. And he was saying unless you have free-form amino acids in there, you're not going to be able to digest them. That's not why the free-form amino acids are in there. They're in mother's milk because when a baby is hungry, there's three phases of protein that create a very, very long window of delivery. The free-form amino acids don't have to be digested by the baby. They pass right through the lining of the stomach into the bloodstream. So the baby has the building blocks of protein or energy, don't forget, okay, because you can make energy from free-form amino acids, immediately upon the milk hitting their belly. Then they start to digest the whey, and then lastly, the micellar casein. So you have this long delivery window that starts out immediately upon the stuff hitting the gut. I understood that from the science. I thought, oh, we need to put free-form amino acids in here in order to have that same three-phase release of amino acids into the body. But we took it a step further. Babies don't really produce enough enzymes to digest the protein. So we put protease enzymes in there because there's protease enzymes in mother's milk. Now, there's also lactase in mother's milk. But since we didn't add lactose to this product, we didn't feel compelled to add that amino acid. I mean, that enzyme. But we even, and then on top of that, the probiotics, while they may help you get lean, they also help you digest the protein. We know what probiotics do. They help you assimilate the things that you eat. This is the magic of mother's milk. This is why it's so digestible.
And we've had so many messages from people who are lactose intolerant, but they can use this product.
I've had messages from two different people. I'm waiting for Rob Regish right now. He's going to try it this afternoon after his workout.
Hey, but, Kyle, I'm in the same situation as Rob. I get my allergy. My doctor runs an allergy test for me once a year, and I'm allergic to whey, too, and I don't get the runny nose like I usually do when I drink other ways.
I don't know what it is, Ron. I don't know if it's the quality of the protein. I don't know if it's the other things that are in with the protein. All I can tell you is this. 3 years ago, I believed that if I was going to produce a protein powder, it had to be this sophisticated. And I've been worried all along, did I make the right choice? Did I make the right decision? But I am getting stories from people like yours, and I'm going to try to have other people on the show. They're saying, it makes me feel better. It doesn't clog me up. Look, it doesn't even get thick. When you add water to it, it's so easy to drink, right?
Right, correct.
So Ron, do you use it post-workout normally? Is that what you've been doing?
In the morning, I take it first. You know, when I get going in the morning, I take it with my greens. So I'll usually have some organic green mix I'll put with it, and I'll take that with my greens. And then as soon as I get done working out, I take it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
And there's a coupon code right now. It's Arnold Classic, all one word, ArnoldClassic. That'll get you 50% off, which is similar to the coupon code I think you used as well, right?
Yeah, at least I ended up sending me the Arnold Classic one because the other one didn't work the other day. I tried to order it yesterday, and I couldn't do it with the other coupon code, so Arnold Classic worked.
So would you recommend this product to other people?
I would hope so if I ordered 10 bottles.
and you also told me on your message that you told your son, or you suggested
yeah,
I'm
both my boys are going to order it. One is a fireman down in Florida. He's a paramedic and a fireman. The other one's in college right now. We try to order it before for him, but he's got a P.O. box, so it wasn't going to ship to it.
Okay, I can take care of that. I can take the order over the phone from you. And we can handle that in-house. That's because Authorize.net has all these different fraud catch mechanisms, and one of the things is the credit card has to be the same as the delivery address.
Oh, okay, that's it then. Okay.
I'll fix that for you.
He plays baseball down in a small school in Georgia, so, it would be a good source of protein for him because I can see what he's eating by what he's charging. You know what I mean? That horrible diet.
That's one of the few advantages of actually having their credit card bill come home, isn't it?
I was looking at it last time, like, I can't believe he's eating that crap.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the air and talking about this.
Sure, sure.
And thank you so much for your trust in buying the product.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Ron.
Bye, Ron.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
How do you like that? And
awesome.
We have other stories. I'm just trying to line people up to come on the air, but
the stories have been just pouring in.
Elisa and I were sitting in Dr. Andre's office yesterday, and she looked at me and she goes, oh my God, could this really happen? Could this become like such an amazing product? And I said, well, we did all the research. You know how they say if you do everything right up front, then the finished product should end up being okay? You know what I mean? You should do well. Do your homework. Do your work now. It's like 3 years. We waited 3 years.
Okay, before we go into break, I just want to tell this story. So when we were in Dr. Andre's reception area, Carl had the bottle of Thrive, and he's holding it, and we're talking.
Matt came out, and we talked about it with him.
We talked about it with Matt, and there was an older man sitting there.
Right.
The whole time that we were in there talking about the product, and I think I actually read Ron Rossi's comment to you while we were sitting
maybe
there.
That's what it was.
And so he goes back to Dr. Andre's private office for his visit with Dr. Andre, and he says to Dr. Andre, how do I order that?
The first thing he said, he goes, I have to get some of the product now. He says, the guy I just saw, he walked into the room, the exam room, and he says, how do I get some of that protein powder?
He's an older man too, and I guess he's, seeing Dr. Andre for testosterone replacement.
Right.
And Dr. Andre said that would be a great idea for him to use
protein.
That because he needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're back with, we'll get back on track with Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep. naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
This shit is bananas. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with Elisa Profumo, and she's shivering.
I have cold chills.
That's terrible.
I know. Like it just
sucks.
Oh, well. Okay. Hopefully, it'll be over soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it'll be over by Sunday, because Sunday's supposed to be a really pretty day here.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to get outside and do some things.
Yeah. Elisa's fun day is get outside, work in the yard, right?
Sort of.
Yeah, you like that, don't you? Okay, so we have a couple stories that I'm dying to talk about.
Okay.
The first one I want to talk about is a new study shows that popular heartburn products known as proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, names like Nexus, Prilosec, Prevacid, they are now being linked to the onset of dementia. Now, this does not surprise me.
Didn't we talk about PPIs
and
heart disease?
So the whole this is what I love about the pharmaceutical industry when they develop products, right? There's proton pumps in the gut. And they're responsible for producing hydrochloric acid and helping you digest your food. And according to science, there aren't any proton pumps anywhere else in your body. So they thought that by giving people proton pump inhibitors, it would only affect the stomach. Now, the premise that a proton pump inhibitor works on is flawed because people don't develop GERD and heartburn because there's too much acid in their stomach. They develop it because the esophageal sphincter becomes breached, changes the shape, and now the stuff in your stomach can get up in your throat. So the whole premise of a proton pump inhibitor is so flipping off the wall. I mean, it's the equivalent of the submarine hatch is leaking ocean water, so only men with blue shirts can be on the third floor. That'll stop it from... No, you go and you close the hatch. But anyway, okay. We did a show showing that there are proton pumps in the heart. And proton pump inhibitors are causing heart problems. We did that show, I want to say.
It hasn't been that long ago.
Well, it was either late last year or early this year.
It was early this year, I think.
Okay. Now, they're going, well, we don't understand. Proton pump inhibitors shouldn't be affecting the brain. There's two different ways they could be affecting the brain. One of them is there are proton pumps in the brain, and we just didn't know it. And there's another way. Go ahead. I'll let you pick it up from there.
Well, no, I just wanted to say, so this was a study done by German researchers, and they found that people 75 or older who regularly take PPIs had a 44% increased risk of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
That is quite a bit.
Well, okay, but we don't know
compared
if the PPIs
to seniors
are, we don't know if
the
PPIs are actually doing it. Oh, well, then that's different. Okay.
Compared to seniors who were not using the drug, they only found an association, however, and not a cause and effect link.
And that's what I was pointing out. So there's association, so we don't know that it's causal. So now the next studies have to be, how would it be doing that?
Right, but if you had something that causes concern, wouldn't you have the medical community let people know that there's some concern?
At a minimum, let them know. At a maximum, recall the product until safety evaluations
until the
be
safety
done.
Evaluations have done.
Especially in light of the fact that a study did show a cause and effect relationship between a specific type of heart problem and PPIs. So, wow, oh, look, it's doing that to the heart. Maybe it is doing it to the brain. Maybe we need to rethink this class of drug. But you know, and I know, the FDA isn't going to do anything to interrupt the cash flow of their masters. And their masters are the companies they provide oversight to.
It says here that more than 15 million Americans used prescription PPIs in 2013 at a total cost of more than $10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also available over the counter.
Nexium.
So who knows what they're spending over the counter?
When Nexium came out of patent, what do I want to say? Not patent protection, but drug protection, it became over the counter. Now you can buy Nexium at your just like you're buying
well,
in Tums.
And there was a study that was published in January in the journal JAMA,
mm-hmm.
Internal Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That said that 70% of PPI prescriptions in the U.S. have been inappropriately handed out by doctors, and 25% of long-term users could stop taking the medication without suffering any increased heartburn or acid reflux. So why are they taking it?
Because drugs sell. That's part of the whole healthcare problem today. These drugs.
They've also been linked to a 20% or 50% higher risk of chronic kidney disease.
It's terrible. So if you take one of these drugs, Prevacid, Nexium, Prilosec, you need to rethink it because that's not the reason why you have heartburn.
Also, it says that the PPIs can lead to vitamin B12 deficiencies.
Oh, also, well, that's the other.
And that's associated with cognitive decline.
Well, so we just did a show talking about how alcohol breaks down REG3, allows the intestines to overpopulate with a bad microbe. And that microbe then gets into the bloodstream and gets stuck in the liver. And this may actually be what causes alcohol-related liver diseases, not just the filtering of the alcohol. And so Prevacid, Nexium, Prilosec, when you change the pH of the gut, you change the diversity of the microbes. How do we know the dementia is not being caused by changes in the gut microbiome that produce some sort of harmful chemical that ends up getting caught in the brain and affecting the brain? How do we know that it's not the gut that's stuck? Because we just talked about how we just did a show a couple weeks ago linking changes in the gut to Parkinson's disease. They're now going, wait a minute, when people develop Parkinson's, before they develop Parkinson's, full on, they have these problems with their stomach. They have this microbe is missing, and they become constipated. Oh, wait a minute. So maybe the gut causes the Parkinson's disease.
It's easy to be weaned off of PPIs. They can take a number of steps to reduce excess acid, which includes eating smaller meals, laying off chocolate and caffeine, and staying up for a few hours, upright for a few hours after a meal. So eat your last meal earlier.
I have a theory on why we have so many gut problems. You know I've talked about it on the show. It baffles me. It's linked to sleep apnea. Who knows what else it's linked to? There's problems in our gut. But I want to, one of the stories we're going to talk about in the second hour, I want to get on this bandwagon again.
So this is what really irritates me. There's a guy, a doctor, who is a director of geriatric education at North Shore Long Island
Jewish
right. Health Systems in New Hyde Park, New York. And he says, we don't know what is causing the brain to deteriorate. Until we know this, there's no reason for people who are taking PPIs to be concerned about that and to stop taking them.
Right.
Because
the almighty stream, dollar bill stream, is not going to be interrupted for people's safety.
But if there's some cause for concern, then why not err on the side of caution?
A lot of other countries
until they're proven safe.
A lot of other countries do, and they kick these products out. Only here in the United States do we breathe our own ether.
And they're sold over the counter here, but they're not sold over the counter in Germany.
Right. And I'm glad you talked about Germany, because later in the show we're going to talk about Germany and we're going to kind of circle back to this discussion later on in the show. We're going to take a top of the hour quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Brent Lalonde. He is the marketing and communications person at Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio. To talk about that, we're going to give away 5 lucky people will be named to receive for themselves and their guests free tickets to the Arnold Expo, the after party with the pros, and Sunday morning showcase with Arnold Schwarzenegger himself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of
phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of six ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So next weekend, the physical culture community from around the world will converge in Columbus, Ohio.
We'll be there.
For we have the head of communications for the Arnold Sports Festival, Brent Lalonde, on the show. How you doing, Brent?
Great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So how many years has it been now?
28.
This is the 28th year for the Arnold Sports Festival, which, don't forget, the gemstone is the Arnold Classic bodybuilding competition. But there is so much more going on than bodybuilding, powerlifting, or CrossFit. It's just unbelievable. Every year the show gets bigger and bigger, brings more and more physical culture events to the city. What's new this year, Brent?
Every year, as you know, Carl, we had 3, 4, 5, 6 different events. This year we'll have a record 70 different sports and events over 4 days, 18,000 athletes from 80 nations with an attendance of about 185,000. Several new things. One of the most exciting is Arnold Pro Wheelchair. So we're going to have a professional wheelchair bodybuilding competition, working with Nick Scott, bodybuilding.com, and those guys to bring the pro wheelchair guys onto our stage for the first time. So that's something we're very excited about. It'll happen on Saturday, March 5th at the Battelle Grand. They'll compete on the same stage that the Arnold Classic and all those guys compete on. So something we're very proud of.
And what else? What else is new and exciting?
We have a new teen fitness pageant, which will be a competition for teen girls that will include a fitness type routine similar to pro fitness. So we're excited about that. We have a baton twirling competition, which is new. We also have a new partnership with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They will have a demonstration, some activities, some small combine type things for kids to do. They'll be inside the Greater Columbus Convention Center all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Orlando Pace, who is a former Ohio State football player from Columbus, and is newly inducted into the Hall of Fame, will be on site over the weekend in their space, kind of being their representative for the weekend.
So awesome. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, are there equestrian events at the sports club?
Yes. In 2015, we moved a wide variety of youth and kids events, some strength events, out to the Ohio Expo Center, which is our state fairgrounds. And in that space, we added a Arnold Western Horse Show, which is an equestrian competition, and that will return again in 2016.
And there's fencing, right?
There's fencing, there's gymnastics, there's cheerleading, there's dance sport, there's martial arts, there's rowing, jump rope. The list just goes on and on. And in the Kids Expo, which is called the Arnold Sports World Expo for Kids and Teens, in that space, there's demonstration areas for 25 different sports, from football, basketball, baseball, golf, you name it, it's all in that area, volleyball, lacrosse, all those mainstream sports that you may not find downtown at the Arnold Fitness Expo are all represented in that Arnold Kids Expo up at the fairgrounds.
Now, the reason I put you through this listing of different events is because I've said this in years past, and I'll say it again. The Arnold Sports Festival, a multifaceted homage to all things physical culture, is a bigger event than the Summer Olympics every year, in my opinion. But we don't see the coverage of it like we do the Olympics. It's sad to me.
Sure, and what has happened over the years, and it's something that we continue to fight, is the acorn theory. We are known for what we've come from. So everybody to this day, a lot of folks to this day, still think it is a bodybuilding competition. Right. And a weekend of bodybuilding, weightlifting, powerlifting, strongman, all those things that we're really well known for. But what we built here over 28 years really is a massive sports festival with a wide range of sports. And yes, like you said, 18,000 athletes competing in some 70 different events over 4 days. There's nothing like it anywhere in the world.
No, I mean, it's bigger than the Olympics. And I think to myself, man, people just don't realize. In fact, it's such a big event that the hotel rooms in Columbus, Ohio, the prime ones, they're gone the day after the Arnold is over for the next year because people make their plans a year in advance to show up there. You have people converging from every continent on the globe in Columbus, Ohio next weekend. I mean, it's amazing.
It really is incredible. We have about 15 hotels downtown. Like you say, they all sell out right afterwards. In the city of Columbus, we contract with 100 hotels where we have attendees, athletes staying at over the weekend all throughout the town. It is a huge economic driver for our city, and we can't wait to welcome again 18,000 athletes over 4 days in Columbus, Ohio next weekend for the Arnold Sports Festival.
How's Mr. Lorimer doing?
He's doing excellent. He in the office every day, continues to be our leader,
yeah.
Has been Arnold's partner in promoting bodybuilding and now sports festivals in Columbus and throughout the world since 1970.
Right.
And for 25 years or so, all we did was promote the Arnold Sports Festival USA here in Columbus. But as we've talked about before, we are now worldwide with events in Spain, Rio de Janeiro, Melbourne. We'll start an event this May in Johannesburg, South Africa,
wow.
And one in Hong Kong in August.
Wasn't Reg Park from Johannesburg?
Yes, he was, and that is where
that's where Arnold started, because Reg
yes.
Park was his mentor. He actually, as the story goes, when Arnold arrived here, he stayed with Chet Yorton, but Reg Park set that all up.
Yes, and Arnold has another very emotional connection to South Africa. It is where he won the Olympia in 1975 in Sun City, and after that event is when he flew back to the United States, announced his retirement, and immediately went to Mr. Lorimer and said, how can we promote this sport, and became partners that summer after he won the Olympia.
I got to meet Mr. Lorimer a couple years ago. I was at Dr. Bob Goldman's event, you know, the inductee, the international sports inductee thing. I can't think of what
yeah,
the name of it is.
The International Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah, and this guy walked in, very unassuming, and he's standing there, and I looked at him, and I looked at him, and I walked over, and I said, are you Jim Lorimer? And he says, yeah. And we talked for a couple minutes. Just a nice gentleman, a very unassuming, just wanted to see what was going on in the room. And then he stayed for a little while, and then he left. It was
yeah,
really
he is a tremendous figure in the industry, legendary. And
yeah.
it's an honor to work with him and for him every day as we create this show year after year.
Now, give the details about the days, the times, and where people can go to get tickets. And then we're going to give away 5 ticket packs to some lucky
awesome.
People.
2016 Arnold Sports Festival, Thursday, March 3rd through Sunday, March 6th. We kick off on Thursday with a couple of events. An Arnold Amateur kicks off on Thursday. There's a meet and greet with all the IFBB pros. But it really gets going Friday, Saturday, Sunday with competitions and events at the Convention Center in Columbus, the Expo Center, all about town. The real key ticket to have is that daily Expo ticket. It gets you into 98% of the events. And you can get those online in advance at Ticketmaster.com/Arnold. Ticketmaster.com/Arnold. or go to arnoldsportsfestival.com, click on the logo in the United States, and that'll take you to the website with all the information.
And the expo ticket is worth its price, because I know people that go, get an expo ticket, go up there for a couple days, and they come home with bags and bags of samples of supplements, enough to last them the next 3 months for their protein and this. I mean, it's just amazing, the stuff that you get for free.
The Arnold Fitness Expo, largest health and fitness expo in the country, 1,000 booths. All our top sponsors have large exhibitions and these big booths, and the folks line up, and they're in there all day long. And obviously a lot of giveaways, a lot of autograph signings, meet your favorite IFBB, strongman, professional athlete stars, all in that one space. Highlight of the weekend for sure.
Now, here's what we're giving away. We're giving away 5 packages of tickets. Each ticket will allow the winner and a guest to attend the expo one day, attend Party with the Pros after party, which is a blast.
Yep.
And, but wait, Sunday morning showcase where Arnold himself is overseeing, right?
Glad you mentioned that. Another highlight of the weekend, Arnold gives a speech for an hour, takes questions from the audience. Arnold comes in on all 3 days for the event, goes to nearly all of those 70 sports and events, but for an hour on Sunday, he sits down on a stage and talks bodybuilding, talks health and fitness for an hour, takes questions. It is the best time to see and interact Arnold on our weekend.
Okay, so we picked the names earlier today and yesterday. As the names came in, we put them into a list, that, as we always do with these types of things. We put them into an Excel spreadsheet, and I picked 5 numbers at random. And the names that came in those 5 cells, that's who we ended up with. So here it goes. Peter Panourgias, Panourgias. Ed Bocchino, Michael Paulicki, Zach Stubbs, and Eric Bowles. You'll all be receiving information on how to get your tickets for you and a guest to attend the expo one day, the Party with the Pros, which is Saturday night after party. It's a gas. And then Sunday morning, you will be sitting in a room with Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, able to ask your bodybuilding and fitness questions directly to the chairman of the board himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, how do you like that? And that's thank you to Matt Lors and Brent's group over there for making these tickets available for us to give away. So thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for all your support, and I know your winners will have a blast.
There you go. Listen, thanks for being on the air. I know you got a lot of shows to do. You're a busy guy at this time of the year. I think you sleep 6 months or 8 months out of the year, and then you come alive just for this event, right?
I do, and I appreciate all your support, and talking to you every year is one of the highlights. So thank you, and we'll do it again next year.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Brent. Take care.
Hey, thanks.
Bye.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and those people will receive emails, too, in case they're not listening live. But lucky people, lucky people. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbaland.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbaland.com/carbguide.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I like this song. Pump up the jam. Come on, hurry up. Ah, forget about it. Welcome back. I'm impatient. I'm not waiting for that. Too long of a song to start. We've got a couple stories that I want to talk about.
Okay.
So let's get back to guts, PPIs. Why do so many people have gut problems today? Why? I've looked at this and looked at it. I look at my lifestyle. I look at other people I know that have gut problems. I look at their lifestyles. I'm like, there's nothing the same, you know. It's like and then I start looking. Well, there's a couple things that we all probably do, and one of the things I keep coming back to is some sort of chemical agent that's finding its way into foods on a very, very broad scale, like coffee beans and stuff like that, especially because this is an area where it could really be getting to people. And I keep coming back to the whole glyphosate link because we know that glyphosate is actually a weak antibiotic.
Okay, so I guess the FDA has said finally, after 20 years of use of the use of Roundup, they're finally going to test our food to see if there's any glyphosate in it.
Yeah, this is great.
They're going to test soybeans, corn, milk, eggs, and some other potential foods, but those are the ones that
were listed. Do you trust them to be the ones that test it? Do you trust the FDA?
No, not really.
I kind of feel like, only because I feel like they're corrupt, they're inherently corrupt, they've done so many things to cover up the misdoings and misdeeds of the pharmaceutical industry and the food manufacturers that they shouldn't be the ones that test it.
So 30 years ago, farmers and ranchers applied 6 million to 8 million pounds of glyphosate in a year. By 2014, that number has soared to 240 million pounds of Roundup being sprayed.
Right. Now, okay, so...
So the EPA does set a maximum residue limit for glyphosate, and it has raised the allowable levels for some crops back in 2013. However, the EPA doesn't enforce the limits. That's up to the job of the FDA.
The EPA, are they really that... Are they that ignorant?
Is that not
ignorant?
The most ridiculous thing?
Or are they that corrupt? Which one is it?
They don't enforce the limits. That's the job of the
that's
FDA.
Like, that's like the local police department has a...
my job. You do that.
The local police department has a law against heroin use, but they just don't enforce it. They let people get high and they just turn their backs. So Adele Moussa posted something on my wall today. And it's a German study that looked at beer, because, you know, Germans love their beer and we love German beer, right? Glyphosate weed killer found in German beers, one study finds. Now, clearly, this was not a study funded by the industry. This was a study that was funded by an environmental group in Munich, Germany. But here's what they did. So, of course, the pro-chemical people are like, oh, you'd have to drink 1,000 beers to get a lethal dose or to get a harmful dose of glyphosate. They're using the LD50 number. But no one's talking about what low levels of glyphosate could do over long periods of time, at least disrupt the gut microbes, at least do that. We're learning how delicate they are now about everything that can disrupt them. So they started to test these beers. They found one beer had, I'm trying to find this, one beer had 400 times the legal, what was considered the allowable limit of glyphosate in it. Let's see. They tested 14 German beers, the most popular, pictured above. And they were looking for readings of between 0.46 and 29 micrograms per liter. That's what they found in that range, from 0.46 to 29 micrograms per liter. The highest reading was 300 times the legal limit for glyphosate that's in drinking water. So if this was in drinking water, the EPA would say, oh, that drinking water is bad for you to drink. It's in beer.
But it's not bad for you to drink when it's in beer.
So listen, we know what's going on here. The beer industry doesn't want to acknowledge this. They don't want people. No one's going to buy German beer if they're worried about glyphosate being in their system. But here's the problem. We're finding glyphosate
in mother's milk.
In mother's milk. Yes. We're finding glyphosate in beer. We're finding glyphosate in coffee. We're finding glyphosate in sugarcane. This is the problem, folks. When the EPA, the FDA goes and says, well, here's the allowable limits. Are they going, when they figure that out, every single thing that a person will eat that day will probably be dusted or traced with glyphosate? Are they thinking about that? Are they thinking about the total glyphosate load in a day? You know, 29 micrograms here, 60 micrograms there, 80 micrograms there. Now you got a milligram and a half a day. Don't forget, this is what Dr. Stephanie Seneff and Dr. Anthony Samso came on the show and said, look, we estimate people are getting an average of 4.6 milligrams a day of glyphosate, and that is enough to cause problems. It may not be enough for you to have like a reaction, outward reaction like the little mice that they tested it on, but it definitely is enough for it to cause problems in your body every day, 4.6 milligrams every single day, like you taking a 5 milligram antibiotic every morning before you leave the house.
So how much of the chemical remains on your food is just part of the equation. To truly protect us, we'd also have to know how much glyphosate is safe to eat. And that's the EPA's job.
None.
That's the EPA's job, setting the limit.
Yeah. How much wood can people eat? How much glyphosate can people... None. None. There's no acceptable limit. What are you people, stupid? I mean, at the EPA.
The EPA hasn't updated its risk assessment for glyphosate, get this, since 1993.
And here's the interesting thing about the beer study, right? So the German beer manufacturers that were cited in the study, they came out and said, that's impossible. We don't even use glyphosate on our crops anymore since the, I guess they changed the laws there. So what you're telling me is either residual glyphosate is blowing over from other fields close by, or the glyphosate's in the soil and it's not breaking down, because don't forget, Monsanto says it breaks down in a couple hours.
No, but they're finding now that it lingers in the environment for much longer than they previously thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So the amount that you take every day, and now keep in mind, you are taking glyphosate the same way you take vitamin C. You're taking glyphosate when you eat processed foods or foods that are not organic, and maybe even some of the organic food is getting tainted. I don't even know now. This stuff is, it's like air. It's everywhere.
Didn't people come on, so didn't we have somebody on that we can actually test if we have glyphosate present in our urine?
Yes, and they had to be outside the United States because they were blocked from doing it from inside the United States. Think about that. Think about that. I think that he's in Serbia or Yugoslavia, someplace in Serbia or Yugoslavia. Yeah. So glyphosate is so ubiquitous in our environment today. It's finding its way everywhere. And I believe that there's a link that's going to be discovered 30 years from now to the excess glyphosate exposure of humans and the destruction of their guts. You watch. You watch.
Okay, so just real quick, right here it says that glyphosate residues have been found in breast milk, honey, cereal, wheat flour, soy sauce, infant formula.
It's everywhere. It's every flipping where. It's everywhere. And think about that. You wanted to start taking bee pollen, remember?
I did, but we decided against it.
I said to you, there's probably
glyphosate on it.
Pesticides in general. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, these bees that are dying off, they're picking that stuff up and then bringing it back to the honeycomb.
Shouldn't really be eating honey, I guess.
I don't think so. Unless it could be
it's organic.
The person who comes out with an at-home glyphosate test is going to be a billionaire. Where you can like just take any food and put it on something, and if it changes blue, there's some trace amounts of glyphosate. The person who comes out with that test, a billionaire, I say. Billion with the B. Because everybody's worried about this. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, what you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Oh, that's a dirty song. I can't play that one. Welcome back. These songs come in. It's like I have to be careful. I have to remember what they sound like before they start rolling. Okay, welcome back to Casual Friday. Here's something else I want to talk about. So, it's been years that I have chastised the medical orthodoxy for making it a standard thing that once you hit a certain age, you should have a colonoscopy. And
then
once
you hit 50.
Yeah, once you hit 50, colonoscopy, and then you have to have one every, what, 5 years after that?
I think so.
Something like that.
5 or 10.
And I've said, look, I've heard horror stories about people perforating their colon and literally dying from a colonoscopy all the way to being infected with MRSA.
Well,
So I've always said, you know, anything invasive like that, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better alternative.
We talked about, this is a story from last February in 2015.
That we talked about.
FDA was warning about the scopes that they're using because they were finding superbugs, bacteria, on these scopes.
Right, because of the way the scope is built, it's hard. You can't clean it completely. You just can't. There's no way. You can't autoclave it because there's a delicate camera equipment in there. So the way they're cleaning it, they're actually infecting people with infections. And so we've talked about the Cologuard test, which I get an email every couple months from somebody who says, my doctor wants me to go for a colonoscopy. I don't want to do it. What's the name of that fecal test that's more accurate at determining whether you have colon cancer than a colonoscopy? Because don't forget, a colonoscopy, they go in, they see something suspicious, they snip it, which that's a problem. They take it to a lab and they test it, and then they go, oh, you have colon cancer. So if the objective is to tell if you have colon cancer, the Cologuard is more effective and less invasive and cheaper. A Cologuard test, depending on your insurance company's willingness to pay for it, will run you a high of $600 to a low of $150. Okay? Keep that in mind. So it's more reliable, more effective, less invasive, no chance of perforated colons, or you do it at home. You do it at home, okay? Now, colonoscopies, on the other hand, they will run anywhere from a low of $1,000 to a high of $5,400, depending on the facility. No rhyme or reason why one is more expensive than the other, but clearly they are much higher priced than the Cologuard test. So why aren't doctors recommending the Cologuard test? Well, a group in Canada are saying exactly that. In Toronto, a task force.
Canadian Task Force on Preventative Healthcare.
And they have done the research, and they came out and they said, we are recommending against colonoscopies for routine colorectal cancer screening unless someone has these other attributes, like your mother or father died from colorectal cancer. You have blood in your stool, which can be determined from a normal fecal test. I mean, if you have these other things, then we need to go in and, but before that, people should be tested with a traditional, now they didn't say Cologuard specifically by name.
They said a stool-based testing every 2 years.
Yeah.
Patients aged 50 to 74 with a low risk should be screened for colorectal cancer using stool-based testing every 2 years, or a sigmoidoscopy. Every 10 years, and that's just where they check the lower.
That's where they check the lower.
They don't go all the way.
Oh, okay.
Up through the colon, they just check the lower.
They just open the door and peek in.
Yeah, it's a procedure in which a flexible scope allows the doctor to view the lower portion of the colon and rectum, not the entire colon, as is the case with the colonoscopy.
Now, remember I said before about the snip. So they go in with the colonoscopy and they give you a little snip, right? Well, most polyps are benign, the large majority of them. In fact, most polyps go away on their own. I always say they're like mushrooms. They grow fast and they disappear fast. So if you just happen to be having your colonoscopy after a week of eating the wrong foods for you, and you have these inflammatory polyps, and the doctor goes in and snips one. If it happens to be cancerous, when they snip it, there is blood and cells that migrate from that cancerous polyp. And the phenomenon is called seeding, just like you seed a field, you plant seeds. When they do the snipping of this particular cancerous polyp, it will give rise to more cancerous polyps. Think about that. So much so that doctors who do these colonoscopies have been trying to figure out the best way to get their samples without spreading too much of the cancerous cells around. They recognize, they know it. These people come back with more cancer after that.
So this task force in Canada, they based their advice on the latest available results from clinical trials, and they strongly recommend the stool-based testing or the sigmoidoscopy for adults aged 60 to 74. But the recommendation is weaker for those 50 to 59 because the incidence of the number of people with cancer changes with age as you get older.
Right.
But here in the U.S., age 50, the doctor forces you to go get that colonoscopy.
It's because it's a business practice, not a health practice. It's a way of hospitals making big money. Think about it. If the average is $3,000 per scope, there's doctors that have invested. Remember, I told you about this. There are physicians groups here in Louisville that have invested in the lab, the facilities that do these colonoscopies. So they write a prescription for a colonoscopy to a facility that they're part owner in. And these facilities, they're doing 60, 80 people a day, 100 people a day, 150 people a day. They're doing colonoscopies at $3,000 a pop. And 80% of them are unnecessary. 90% of them I would recommend.
I had a doctor try and force me to do it, and I wouldn't do it.
The Cologuard test, folks, remember it. Write it down. Cologuard. More reliable at detecting cancer. Because remember, colonoscopy doesn't detect cancer. They've got to cut that polyp out, which puts you at higher risk, and they got to send that piece of tissue off to a lab. You can just do a fecal test and know. And then once you know you've got something, then you go, okay, all bets are off. Do what you got to do. But I would not ever subject myself. I'm 50. I'll be 58. I've never had a colonoscopy. I don't want one. I would take a. I used to just do the old fecal occult test, which is not even reliable as the Cologuard test.
It says here, while the U.S. group recommends colonoscopy as a screening tool, the Canadian counterpart does not believe that there's sufficient evidence to support that.
You know what? everything we're talking about, right? These companies that make chemicals and the FDA approves them and the companies that do this and the companies that, and the medical doctors and the drugs. It's all about exploitation of the American population, folks. You are not people. You are a pocket with money in it, and everybody's trying to figure out how to get that money out of your pocket. And the easiest way to get people to pay is something that they believe will keep them alive. They will give all of their riches to live an extra day. So just be warned. This is all about exploitation of the American population these days. That's all it is. All right, we're going to take one last commercial break. We'll be right back.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So we got a couple more stories we want to wrap up. and then we'll call it a week.
So the CDC has come out to say that the flu vaccine is on track to be more effective
this year.
It says that...
Because remember, last year it wasn't effective at all.
It was 23% effective last year. It's set to be the second most effective in the U.S.
Well, wait,
since records began a decade ago.
Okay, now don't say the number yet. So listen to this, right? So last year's was dismal. It was terrible. It was ineffective. Less than 23% effective. This year, this one is on track to be the best ever in recorded history. Are you ready for how effective they expect it to be? What is it, Elisa?
59%.
Oh, my gosh. Let's jump up and down. Imagine.
They're like so excited over 59%.
So think about that. That means out of 10 people who get the flu vaccine, 4 will still get the flu. Think about that. 4 will still get the flu. Tell me another product that has that type of failure rate. If, let's say you bought a car seat, right? And of every car accident that a toddler was in that car seat, 4 kids out of 10 died because the car seat failed. Or pick another product. Give me a product that you use every single day.
A product that I use every day.
If it
were a protein powder.
Well, yeah, but that's hard to assess. I mean,
okay.
You know, your car itself. Let's say you bought a new car, but the brakes only worked 59% of the time, and the manufacturer was
up. You said the seatbelts, if they only work 59% of the time.
Well, you know, but the brakes are even more impactful, because think about it. Like, if you drove your car and 10 people drove the same car, and 4 of them had brake failure, and the manufacturer said, yeah, but this is so good because 6 of them worked. That's the quality of vaccine medicine today, folks. It's a crapshoot. How many of those 6 people just weren't going to get the flu anyway? I know people, myself and Elisa included, that never get the flu, but I never get the flu shot either. So out of those 6 people that it worked on, how many of them really was it inconsequential because they weren't going to get the flu anyway?
Yeah, I don't know.
Billions and billions and billions of dollars. Everywhere you turn, flu vaccine.
I have something my body's fighting
off. This is
like
a respiratory infection.
And then, you know, when we were at Dr. Andrews' office, he was like, I think the IV therapy will be better for you than, and I wouldn't take antibiotics anyway, right. But he said that.
Yeah.
I thought, good, because I wouldn't take them anyway.
Yeah, but no, you have an upper respiratory thing. That's different. The flu is very, very, I mean, you can't mistake the flu. Oh, I don't think I have it, or I do have it. I mean, the flu takes you down. But, I mean.
It doesn't take me down. No, I'm teasing.
Nothing takes you down. No, but this is.
Yes,
it does. this is the CDC at its best, you know. Hey, we're so excited. 6 out of 10 flu shots will actually protect people. Whoopee. Yeah, forget about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So there's something in Thrive Advanced we talked about earlier, and that is a probiotic blend, and not a small probiotic dose. Each serving of Thrive has 350 million CFUs of bifidobacteria and lactobacillus acidophilus, two very, very important bacteria for the digestion and assimilation of protein powder. But something else that it does for you, right?
It helps with skin health. And I really wasn't looking for it. I get emails from the worldhealth.net, and it was in there, and I thought it was an interesting subject because I'm always looking for things for skin health. And it talks about how it helps even with eczema and psoriasis. It helps with wrinkle prevention, strengthen the skin barrier, moisturizes your skin. It helps with sun damage, rosacea. And it just goes on.
So think about this. All of these things have a link to the health of your gut. All the things you just listed have a link to the health of your gut. Skin damage from sun. What about skin cancer, folks? Maybe there's a linkage. You know, we talked about this just recently with some friends, because we know a girl who's got like skin cancer for the 3rd or 4th time now. And somebody said to me, well, she goes in the sun a lot. I said, look, people who live in sub-Saharan Africa, they don't get skin cancer. They're in the sun day in and day out. So if it was just a mathematical equation of you spend this much time in the sun, you're going to get skin cancer, those people who live by the equator would have the highest rate of skin cancer, and they don't. Now, what if the protective mechanism of the skin to protect itself against skin cancer is somehow compromised, and then the sun damage does spark skin cancer? Why can't that derailing of the protective mechanism of the skin begin in the gut? We're learning about everything that begins in the gut.
I mean, it says here that it's already been proven that probiotics perform a role in skin health, such as reconstructing atopic dermatitis, promoting the healing of scars and burns, rejuvenating the skin, and strengthening the skin's innate immunity. Acne sufferers who have unhealthy guts, supplementing with probiotics, particularly Lactobacillus acidophilus.
That cures their acne.
Will improve acne.
And I've said that all the time. My daughter had it. Look, it's your diet. It's absolutely what you're putting in your mouth that's hitting your stomach. It's your diet. It's your liver and your gut. I mean, they go hand in hand. So, look, these are all sensible things. We've been taking probiotics forever. So, I mean, it's an important thing to include. I definitely think so. Didn't you say that every millimeter of skin is covered by bacteria of our skin?
Mm-hmm.
Our skin is basically the playground for an oozing mass of bacteria that just kind of glides along us all day long without us realizing.
Skin is literally moving slowly with bacteria. There are about 100 million microbes, bacteria, fungi, and viruses that live on and in the human body.
How exciting. Doesn't that just make you want to run up to somebody, hug them, and kiss them?
No.
I think
especially
Elisa,
not right now.
I think you're going to say especially not me. Anyway, good story about probiotic. Good for your skin. Who knew? I think that's all we got. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Poor Elisa. She looks so, she calls herself puny when she feels. She goes, I feel puny. I think that's so funny. All right, listen, we're done here. We'll see everybody next week. We got lots of good stories to talk about next week, too. So hope you can tune in live. And if you can't, there's always the podcast. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthesis.